It's Monday, March 2nd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Tama Bravo takes Sophos private, a deep dive into repurposing malware, and next steps for this podcast. This is The Business of Tech. Tama Bravo has completed its acquisition of Sophos, removing the firm from the London Stock Exchange. Why do we care? Well, that's it. That's the news. As I keep saying, nothing different today than yesterday, except some investors moved some money around, and hopefully some people made some money here. On an individual level, that's the point of all the effort. Except there is something here besides that. Tama Bravo is an investor in Barracuda, ConnectWise, SonicWall, and SolarWinds, among many others. They are one of four major investors in the IT services space, which also lists Insight Partners, Summit Partners, and Vista Equity Partners. Insight has Kaseya, Veeam, Acronis, and Sherwell. Summit has Jamf and Continuum. Vista has Datto and Logic Monitor. So four investors have a significant portion of the IT services space. And as the market is now less emerging and more maturing, these investor companies are looking to maximize their profits. Here's the quote from the Sophos CEO. Quote, "With Tama Bravo as a partner, we believe we can accelerate our progress and get to the future even faster, with dramatic benefits for our customers, our partners, and our company as a whole." End quote. Because that's what they always say. What I'm looking for is proof. For many of the companies that have been invested in, they have not accelerated progress nor delivered new solutions. Over the past 5 years with all this investor money, where are my dramatic benefits? As an observer, I believe less has been created in the past few years since the investors poured money into the space, not more. Less is being spent on the core technologies, and with those core technologies being now the focal point for criminals to attack service providers, this is starting to feel like a space that can be disrupted. Sure, these investors clearly like the space because they put money into it, but is their presence actually creating value? Has it really accelerated any progress, bringing dramatic benefits? Last week at the RSA Security Conference, Patrick Wardle gave a presentation called Repurposed Malware, A Dark Side of Recycling. Covered in Ars Technica, the presentation showed how using old Mac malware is smarter and less resource-intensive as an approach, and then further accelerates when combined with the repurposing of advanced code written by government-sponsored hackers. The basic idea? Let the three-letter government agencies build the hard stuff, and then hackers can just repurpose it. In his presentation, Wardle described altering four pieces of Mac malware, having them report back to him, and then taking control to deliver his own malicious payloads. I've included the link in the show notes for those who want to go deeper. Why do we care? First, I want to highlight this is Mac malware for those still clinging to the idea that Macs don't have any. Second, this is more evidence of the highly sophisticated nature of the threat actors. Again, in case you needed it. There's some real insight into tactics here. Attackers can infect high-risk environments using this technique, hiding under another piece of malware, or even allow nation-state hackers to hold onto their crown jewels and keep their best secrets. It also allows for cover, where attacks may get misattributed. This is a good read. If you'll indulge me, the last piece of the day is an update on this podcast. The podcast launched in October with a focus on bringing news and commentary to those delivering technology services. That's intentionally broad, more than just a typical SMB-focused company, and designed to include the ecosystem of vendors, as well as services companies in the mid-market, enterprise, and government space. The concept? Focus on issues that matter, looking for opportunities, but also asking hard questions and calling out the noise. Since launch, stories and commentaries have tackled issues such as the lack of response to cybersecurity by software vendors and tech services company alike, the opportunity and dangers in big tech's moves in privacy, as well as right to repair lobbying, including the reversal of those moves after being brought to light. And just as I was preparing this podcast, a listener commented on the attention to the lack of participation by many in this space in the bug bounty and reporting programs that was covered on Friday. The value of good journalism is speaking truth to power, and that's the vision of this platform. So far, it's already working. I've been asked where this goes. My core idea is to deliver value to the community of those in this space via independent analysis. My vision is to have this effort be not just of value to those consuming it, but backed by it, and those in power listen to the collective voices. Today, I've launched a Patreon, allowing those who find value in this content to contribute. It's simple. If you think this content is valuable, you can contribute financially to the support and creation of it. The podcast and content will always be free and open. Now you just have an option to invest in it and support it. The Patreon is patreon.com/MSPradio, and the link will be in the show notes. You can give what you want. Thank you for listening, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to deliver some value each and every day. You can follow the show online at Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, with new stories delivered in YouTube as well, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.